Welcome to Daily Rosary Meditations with Dr. Mike Scherslick, where you learn how to meditate and establish a daily habit of prayer while discovering the truths of the Catholic faith. Is there someone you know that could benefit from daily prayer? Share this meditation with them.
Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Jesus rose from the dead on Easter Sunday. 40 days later, he ascended into heaven on Ascension Thursday. That's today. Now, many dioceses transfer this feast to Sunday, but today is the actual date of the Ascension, and it's one of the most important holy days in our Christian year. So why did Jesus ascend into heaven? Why didn't he just stay with us visibly? Jesus tells us exactly why he chose to leave. He said, "Truly, it is better for you that I go away, because if I do not go, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." But how could it be better for us if Jesus leaves? Well, consider how the disciples had, for the most part, simply watched while Jesus preached, healed, forgave, suffered, and worked for the kingdom of God. Even once Jesus had risen, the apostles remained passive, content to wait and see what Jesus will do next. They appear to expect him to do all the work. In fact, their very last question is, "Lord, will you now restore the kingdom of Israel?" But the apostles' time of watching is over. It's time for them and for us to get to work. And St. Paul tells us that we are supposed to be the co-workers of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In Acts chapter 1, upon seeing the Lord ascend into heaven, the apostles are left standing stock still, probably with their mouths gaping wide open, staring. Immediately, angels appear and say to them, "Why are you standing here looking into the sky?" In a sense, the angels are kind of giving the apostles a kick in the pants. Well, now, they probably didn't wear pants back then, but you get my point. Because they're not doing what Jesus told them to do. He didn't tell them to stand there idle. He told them to get busy doing two things. First, to commit themselves to a deep friendship with Him, and that is what we call prayer. And second, to commit themselves to be with others. In fact, Jesus said to them, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations." Now, I think the angels could say the same thing to us. Why are you sitting there looking at your screens? Jesus told you to commit yourself to a deep friendship with Him in prayer and to be a disciple maker, to help others into friendship with Jesus. But we, like the apostles, stand idle. So then let's make this really simple. We are called to two things, friendship with Jesus and friendship with others. Now, we have 9 days before the Feast of Pentecost, 9 days to commit ourselves to these fundamental things that make up a disciple maker, someone who is committed to a deep friendship with Jesus in prayer, and someone who is committed to share life with others in friendship. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
As disciples of Jesus, as the ones who are called to carry on the work of Jesus, we must live a simple way of life that consists of two things: friendship with Jesus and friendship with others. Now, the great master on prayer, Teresa of Avila, said that mental prayer, or meditation, is nothing else than an intimate sharing between friends. It means taking time frequently to be alone with Him whom we know loves us. So prayer is just friendship with Jesus. And what does friendship take? It takes time. Time talking, listening, and just being together. And friendship can't be just a box to check off, and it can't be rushed. We can't say, "Hey, I want a real friendship with you, Jesus, so hurry up and let's get this done." But it's so easy to be swept up in the tyranny of the urgent or being constantly distracted with what has to get done, and so our friendship with Jesus suffers. I know. From last Thursday until today, I've been on the run up and down the East Coast. Don't get me wrong, it was a great trip. We did a lot of good. We spent a lot of time with great people. But who gets the scraps? Jesus. So I asked myself the question this morning. When it's all said and done, what do I really want? I want union with Jesus. I want a deep, intimate friendship with Him. Because He's the only one who can satisfy my infinite longing for everything that's good. Okay, then. I need time with Him that's not rushed if I want a real friendship. I need time to talk with Him honestly from the heart, to tell Him what I think and what I feel. And I need time to listen to Him by reading what He said and did. And I need time to think about it, to apply it to my life, to let it convict me. And I need time to form simple, concrete resolutions that I'll put into practice. The bottom line, I just need time in friendship with Jesus. That's what I hunger and thirst for. So what's your concrete game plan to have time in friendship with Jesus? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We are called to live a simple way of life, a friendship with Jesus in prayer, and friendship with others, because of a fundamental principle. People come to God through other people. Now, we all have family and friends who are far away from God. They're just not interested in Jesus or the church, and it tears our heart out. And we just don't know what to do. And we can feel like we've failed as parents or as friends. And we beat ourselves up about it. And we think that we're all alone in this. But I can tell you, you're not. In fact, I have a daughter who is not interested in Jesus and very far away from the church. And I'm the rosary guy. So what do we do? Well, I'm going to tell you the most important thing to do. You've got to commit to spend time with them. You've got to do everything you can in any way to spend time with them. Now, people have all kinds of issues, but maybe at the core of all of them is that people don't know their inherent goodness or value. People think their value comes from their achievements or attributes, but social media continually tells them that they don't measure up. And when people think they're worthless, then they begin to treat themselves as if they're worthless and other people as if they're worthless. Our job is to show them their inherent value. Our job is to communicate in every way possible. It is good that you exist. How wonderful you are. So what did I do this past weekend? I flew out to Baltimore for one reason. Because my daughter, who is far away from Jesus and the church, just finished her master's in this high level of aerospace engineering and physics. And I took her out to supper to celebrate on Thursday night, and I raised a glass in a toast, and I said, I'm so proud of you for your achievement, but even more for who you are. See, when people come to know that they are good just because God made them good, and they have that reinforced over and over, maybe over time, they will open up to the one who made them good, to God. But we have to be the ones who reveal that to them. So we have to be apostles of delight, who delight in the goodness of others, to be revelations of their goodness so that they will open up to the God who made them good. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed
is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The world is dying of loneliness. In fact, this is the first time in American history that more people live alone than live with others. But on Christmas Day in 1969, then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, who became Pope Benedict XVI, predicted this would happen. He said, "Men in a totally planned world will find themselves unspeakably lonely. If they have completely lost sight of God, they will feel the whole horror of their poverty." Then he said, "But then they will discover the little flock of believers as something wholly new. They will discover it as a hope that is meant for them, an answer for which they have always been searching in secret. But where will those who have lost sight of God find the little flock of believers? It probably won't be in a church, or a retreat, or a conference, or a podcast or video about God, because the people who need God usually don't know they need Him, so they don't go looking for Him on their own. Where will they find this little flock? They will find the little flock of believers where they live and share life with others when we do two things. First, when we make a commitment to have a gang. Everyone needs a gang. Everyone needs a small group of family and friends with whom we share life and share faith regularly. Second, when we then invite other people into that. So the question for you is this: who are the people that God has entrusted to you? And second, do you share life with them regularly, habitually, often, meaning every week? And do you invite other people into that? That's how we live the ongoing mission of Jesus on earth, through a simple way of life, of friendship with Him and friendship with others. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what do you think of this simple way of life, of living as a disciple of Jesus or carrying on the mission of Jesus by just simply living a deep friendship with him in prayer and living friendship with others?
Well, I think obviously it's simple, it's good. I can't really say it's wrong, but I think it parallels very beautifully with what we're discussing with the Ascension, that Jesus left so he could be closer to us in a way, and how deeply we have to actually live that. Because when we're talking about what we do for loved ones that have fallen away from the church, that's something we have to talk about, that at some point you can't be the person who's just somehow going to force them to come back to the church. You can't just be so clever that they have to agree with it, because people will always have free will. But the thing that takes us the other 50% of the way, other than our part and us being there for them and talking to them about our faith, the other 50% or so is just that at some point you've got to give it up to God. He sees closer to them than we can ever be. You've really got to pray, especially for the Holy Spirit, to their guardian angel, whatever you can do. But the rest is just prayer and how we live our life. Those are the two things we can decide, but we can't decide for them.
Yeah, we want so desperately for our loved ones to be on fire for God.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, have you ever heard, I've seen many times, maybe you've heard that a lot of times couples so desperately want to have children.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they finally surrender and adopt, then they get pregnant.
Uh-huh. You hear that all the time. I feel like that's meant to happen, you know?
We can so desperately want our children or our family members or friends to come back to God. We cling so tightly to it that at some point we have to surrender it to God.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that opens up kind of a window of grace for them to receive what they need.
Yeah, you've got to let go because it might not be the best in just your hands.
Yeah, we have to be able to surrender it to Jesus. But what do you think about the importance of having a small group of people that you are committed to spending time with habitually, regularly, every week?
Oh, there are so many different facets to that. It's accountability, it's friendship, it's what we need as human beings. We need to grow with each other. It's not enough to just have some friends that you see once or twice a year because you're really, really busy. We all have friends like that you see every now and again. Like, you know, you don't see them for a few years and then you see them again. And it's like they never left. And that's good. But you also need people that you are walking with every day because they do keep you accountable. And there are also things that you need as a person that you don't quite realize. You need to be constantly seen to some degree. And you need to be giving to people in a very unique way. And you can't do that if you don't have people close enough to you to support them in that way.
Yeah, you know, I know a lot of people through ministry.
Yeah, you do. A crazy number.
And for a while, I wondered, who are the people that I should commit to, you know, for evangelization?
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord made it very clear to me that the commitment, this is going to sound funny, but the commitment is to my wife, Sandy,
mm-hmm.
to you and your siblings who live here, John and Sarah and Xavier and Sarah's husband, Nick, and to John's fiance, Naomi, and Xavier's fiance, Annie, and to my parents, your grandparents,
mm-hmm.
and the commitment to invite and get that group of people together every week. Why that group of people? Because that's the group of people God's entrusted to me.
Mm-hmm. And if you try to spread yourself thin by saying, all right, I need to be out there converting someone who's not Catholic, or I need to be going outside of my current circle to make a big change in the world, you're not going to have the same impact on those people that you just named.
In fact,
you're spreading yourself too thin.
And when you spread yourself too thin, you diminish everything.
Mm-hmm. But through those relationships, you've, in many, many ways, forged the tool to reach others. Because obviously, it's like you had five kids, and then they all, at least most of them now, are engaged or in long-term relationships. And it's like, that has already expanded. And then they have kids, they have friends, and you've affected all of those people. You have a small, small group. But that group reaches so many because you invest deeply in those people. Think of how well you impacted the life of all of Xavier's close friends. Xavier and I, when we were in middle school and high school, formed a very, very tight-knit friend group. And you had a Bible study for us. Just because you were our dad, you were investing in us. But because of that, you helped form a lot of really brilliant young minds. And you invested in them, but it was because you were investing in us, first and foremost. And because you invested in Xavier and I, we were able to invest in those friends. And those friends have now become such incredible apostles. Like, they are just some of the most brilliant minds I've seen. But it was through a chain of people.
That's really the model. Jesus put most of his investment in Peter, James, and John.
Mm-hmm.
He had the other apostles, but he really invested in Peter, James, and John. We have a small group of people God has entrusted to us that we need to invest in who will affect others. So the question for everyone out there is, are you committed to and spending time with that small group of people that God already entrusted to you? Even if they're a little annoying, even if they're difficult, or have you given up because they're resistant? Don't give up. Now, you did mention, Teresa, that most of my kids have a significant other. So we're working with the entire audience out there, and I'm already starting to receive.
I know, this is getting dangerous.
I'm starting to receive applications for your arranged marriage.
That's a little terrifying.
you know, there's some good applicants that are coming in.
Well, I think I realized, I've seen some of these applications. They're all very good. I really respect that people are doing this. It's very kind. They're all really incredible people. I should mention I'm 20 years old. We're getting some out there numbers that really great men, great, incredible people that follow this podcast, and maybe we'll pass their applications on to some really incredible women that are not 20 years old.
But the offer's still out there. We'll accept applicants.
What do you mean by accept all applicants? This is so dangerous.
What would be the outside age for you? Somewhere between like another 20 to 25?
Yeah, that's a good
okay,
age.
All applicants 20 to 25.
I want to state that I don't know how seriously I'm taking this. I'm like, I want to say I'm partially joking, but also I'm a very adventurous person. I'm very open-minded.
Well, let's surrender this to God.
I feel like I'm surrendering it to you, but I don't trust that. I trust God. I do not trust you.
Oh, let's be apostles of friendship. Good conversation and the rosary. Share this with others.